Hi, Sandy.
Yeah.
Actually, you're a visitor here.
Yes.
And when did you come?
Well, the first time I actually came was about 30 years ago.
Okay.
And just a couple of months, I even didn't plan to come to Oroville. And one day it just came to me and said, you have to go to Oroville. And usually I travel and I follow my intuition. And so I said, okay, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
So I arrived.
Okay, nice. And this time, when did you come?
This time I arrived at, I think, in the beginning of November.
Okay, so just to have some workshop here, right?
Well, I came here because essentially I usually work with people who are at a turning point, as a personal or professional turning point, and I organize events, workshops, seminars. And something inside of me said, there is something for you to do here. So I came, I looked what was happening, I offered a couple of events, and people seemed to like it, so here we are.
So yesterday I checked your website, and it was very interesting for me for your background, drama and some of the classes for body language, and you know how we use the body language to communicate. So I agree, it's very, very important. So could you just please talk about this? I mean, body language and communication.
Okay, well, there was a guy called Richard Bandler. He was the founder of neuro-linguistic programming in the science of communication. And they did a research in the structure of communication, and they discovered that usually around between 3 and 7% of what we communicate happens only through words. You know, 33% roughly is the way how we say something. And about 60%, so in other words, the vast majority of our true communication happens through the body language. And this is the most unconscious part of our communication. So I figured if we can learn more about what our body is actually saying and what we really communicate, that would be quite interesting and insightful for anyone who wants to improve their communication skills.
Oh, you mean you agree body language or non-verbal is more effective than the verbal language we're just talking?
Well, see, they all work in sync. But because body language is the vast majority of our communication, it's mostly unconscious.
Yes.
I figure it makes sense to go into that part that is unconscious to switch on the light of consciousness and have a look what is happening or not.
So in your workshop, you just try to say, because mostly the body language is unconsciously, you want just to switch it on, just like, you know, just consciously to use, and you just to tell people to be aware how to use it. Such as
not quite.
So how it is?
How it works is a bit like this. First of all, this work is called experiential learning. And it is basically just a taste, because usually when I work with people on a longer term, then I do retreats, because this work can go quite deep and quite profound. So people will get a taste, an experiential learning taste. And that means there are a number of processes and exercises we go through where each individual will go from their conscious mind into the subconscious and then learn to read what their own as well as other people's language is really communicating. So, for instance, if you want to have a clear understanding of what someone is really saying, then you need to be able to observe very accurately without judgment that can cloud your perception of what is the energy, what is the messages of the person who's communicating something to me. So that, of course, affects so many areas, whether it's relationship, whether it is career, whether it is an issue of power or losing power, where you have your power, where you give your power away. It's about where you love, where you stop loving, where you cut yourself off. And the whole purpose of this workshop is, in the first place, to really highlight your sense of intuitive perception. So quite a part of the workshop is dedicated to become very present and to sharpen and to develop your intuitive perception faculties. And once you get really clear on how you can read and be open to what other people are saying, then we go on a journey whereby we have got a number of exercises that are metaphors, how you do life. And we will have a good look at whether the metaphors are a reflection of what you do or don't do in life, is serving you or not, and what you're really communicating and what you think you may be saying and what you're really saying. Because, you see, the core essence of the whole work is based around the statement that true communication is the response you get.
Exactly, because in communication is really essential how you behave and the way of even also the verbal, how you talk, and especially how you, the body language. So it's more effective. So how it is effective in your classes? Because yesterday, I think, was the last day. You had 2 days for your workshop. So how was it? So because I've heard many people came to your workshop.
Well, I always enjoy tremendously this kind of work, because I can see people shifting in more than one way. Sometimes it's immediately and sometimes it takes a little while. Essentially, because it is experiential learning, the insights that come go where they're needed the most in their own time. Now, sometimes something may click for an individual. And they had so many times people coming to me and they said, you know, when I did this workshop then, at the time I didn't realize. But then a couple of weeks or months later, I suddenly got it, you know. So everyone has got their own awakening in the process. When it happens is when you're ready, you know.
Yes.
It's a journey of switching on the light. And once you see something, you can't pretend anymore you haven't seen it, you're not aware of it. To what degree you let it in and what you do with it, that depends on your readiness to move, readiness to shift, readiness to change.
Usually the most people come into your workshop, they are just coming for their business or just the simple communicate in their lives.
Well, I would say a great deal of people who come to my workshop are in one way or another, either in search of something or on a crossroad or in a turning point.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be, for some people, relationship or relating issues. For other people, it can be a professional choice, search, or decision that they have to make. For other people, it is simply important to explore the questions, who am I? Where am I going? Mm-hmm. What is my life all about? So many people come for many different reasons. Mainly it is to learn and to open up to something new.
But one question, if those people come for their relationship, so because for business, I agree. So just to be aware about your body language for the communicate, I mean, non-verbal, so it's effective. But in a simple relationship, if you just consciously to know, okay, this behavior or this movement can be effective, you don't think that it cannot be the real feeling, so it's something wrong in the relation?
Well,
I don't know. This is my idea.
Yes. Well, how far shall we take this, you know? I mean, in my area when I work as a counselor, a therapist, or a coach, I see again and again that so many people, when they're involved in, I call it relationship, now when their perceived reality and expectations are not matching their experiences, that there are usually profound differences in the way people perceive each other. And that can go onto the physical, emotional, intellectual, or spiritual level. And usually when you look at how people communicate something that's really important for them and the response they get from their beloved or the family or people close to them, and it doesn't match their, shall we say, intention, usually internal dialogue starts to set in and frustration and challenges and issues come to the surface. But you see, most of the time in my experience, when people are in a conflict situation, they often have a tendency trying to resolve this conflict on the same level as it is perceived.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my experience, this doesn't work. If you want to make some profound changes, you need to go on a very different level. You go to, in my experience, go much deeper to the subconscious level and see what is happening subconsciously, because the subconscious is the storehouse for all your answers, for all your issues, for all your pathways to resolve things. So when I work with clients, I usually prefer to work mostly with their subconscious or unconscious, because that's where the solutions are. It's not in, you know, talking forever about it or discussing it forever. Well, this is the same level, you know. If you really want to solve something, you must go to a different level. So the body language is a good way of accessing, of discovering what the subconscious messages are.
Yes, it is. Yeah, it must be true. So what other workshop do you have in Auroville this month, except at this workshop, I mean body language?
Yeah, well, there is the Behind the Mask, Discover the Secrets of Your Body Language.
Yes.
And some people suggested to me they want to take it deeper and do a possible retreat, maybe for 5 days or so.
Oh, okay. Instead of 2 days, for 5 days?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I think it's much it's much better.
Yes, but it needs to be understood that it's a good idea for people to come first and get an experience of what it's like, because, quite frankly, the work can be challenging at times. You know, it is. You know, you discover a lot about yourself. You
yes.
probably get more feedback within, you know, a weekend than you may get in the rest of the year. You know? So it's very much feedback orientated. And so if people have got a little bit of an idea what's in it for them, and then you start working with a group who have got already done, shall we say, some introduction work, that can be very helpful in developing the individual growth of each participant. So, a retreat is possible. I'm currently looking into it. And then tonight is actually I facilitate a process called the launch of the Auroville Networking Night.
Yes.
One of my passions in life has always been to network and to connect people, resources, skills, ideas, and venues worth sharing. Because you see, when you come to a place like Auroville, most people here may or may not be conscious why they're here, but it's not the kind of place where you just, I doubt that you just happen to drop in here, you know, there's something here why people come here. And then also in my experience is that many people who lived here for a long time, they still don't know all their neighbors, they still don't know all the people who are there, and you've got such a vast variety of people coming from all over the world. So I figure this is a really good time to host an event that is designed to help people to connect on purpose, to help people to create the personal or professional connections they may be mm-hmm. looking for within a more, shall we say,
yes.
holistically minded environment, and to build a greater sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the launch of the Auroville Networking Night is designed to start a series of events where people can network and communicate a great deal more on purpose.
And where is this workshop for tonight?
But it's not a workshop, it's an event.
Events, oh yeah. Sorry.
It's at the Unity Pavilion, 7 o'clock registration for a 7:30 start. We've got two great speakers.
Mm-hmm.
It usually is a process that is very social but also very focused, very dynamic, and a great deal of fun. And on top of it, people can win two cruises.
Oh, okay, that's great. And about your workshop, mm-hmm. the Behind of the Mask, about the language, usually young people come or you any level, so...
I have got people from all walks of life.
Oh, okay. So, and usually your class, it should be only 12 people, right?
Yes, but because there were so many people who were interested, I extended it a bit to probably around 14. I review it and see what else is possible, because mm. apparently there seems to be quite a bit of interest in it, and
yes.
so let's see what comes from it.
And the next workshop is 22 and 23.
That's correct. Monday, okay. Sunday and Monday,
9 to 5.
Yeah. 9:30.
9:30 to 5.
Yeah.
Okay, that's great. So, thank you. I really, really, really thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for taking the time, and look forward to see you when I do.
Yes, thanks.
Ciao. Bye.